every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRRMMDRAHA. One of these times I'm going to do it without breathing. P-A-F-A-I-R.
You are not young enough to do it without breathing anymore.
What was the other one? H-A? Because H-A is not H-A. Only... I know, but there's two of them. There's Hustlers Anonymous and there's Heroin Anonymous. I still think
what's
Narcotics
Hustlers Anonymous
should be pissed that there's a Heroin Anonymous.
What's Hustlers Anonymous?
It people that like hustle, apparently. Not like hustlers as in like...
People who go fast or people who run a con?
Like con
run
people.
Run a con.
Con men people, whatever.
Okay.
Shasters.
We don't speak for any of them. They're guys.
That'd be Grifters Anonymous.
Yes, Grifters Anonymous. But then there's GA, which is also Gambling
Anonymous. Oh, PMA. Yeah. Paper Moon Anonymous.
Huh? Oh,
not enough of the younger people would get it.
The greatest... I think the greatest single scam of all time is in the movie Paper Moon.
In the very beginning.
Better
with
than
the cash register?
With the cash register.
And the money.
The girl goes up. A guy goes in and buys something from the cash register. And this is like in the 20s or whatever. And this little girl goes in and she gives the guy a dollar and he gives her whatever. And she starts saying, I gave you a $20 bill. My dad's going to kill me. I give you a $20 bill. And the guy's like, you did not give me a $20 bill. You gave me a dollar bill. And the girl's screaming, and the manager comes over. She goes, and he's going, she's trying to rip us off. She didn't give me a $1 bill. And she goes, yes, I did. Yes, I did. It said, Happy Birthday, Mary, on it. It was from my grandfather. He gave it to me. And the manager picks up the top $20 bill, and it says Happy Birthday, Mary, on it, which, of course, the guy who was in right before had spent.
Yeah.
So it was perfect. Perfect. Oh. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, Will.
Shelly.
And Mark.
Sweet.
Dude.
So look at you guys, you two, driving around new cars. Both of you guys.
Yep. My car's name is Grace.
I like the name of your other car better.
Well, that's just because it was humorous.
Clio the Taurus. Clio Taurus.
Clio Taurus?
Yes.
Once you got that car started up, boy. Just kept going.
Yeah, until the transmission fell out.
No, well, yeah. Now, Shelley got a Corolla.
Yes.
Mark got an Avalon.
My car's name is Frankie.
Frankie Avalon.
Dude, it's perfect. It's perfect.
See, there's nothing that really goes with Corolla.
Frankie Avalon.
Adam.
No.
Oh, well, then there's Adam Corolla.
Okay.
Okay, apparently you don't like him that much, whatever.
Don't even know who it is.
Really?
Really. Who is it?
He's a guy. He's that guy who does that show.
He used to be on the same channel that Lee H. was on. He used to do a show with Danny Bonaducci for a while. And then he was on with Jimmy Kimmel on TV for a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't know.
What does he talk about?
Whatever.
Stuff.
Okay.
He talks about that guy.
Whatevs.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah, the one with that girl.
Yeah, that did that thing.
Yeah, at that place.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Now that we all know who we're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, clearly. How was your day today, Mark?
Fantastic.
We just all came back from lobster burritos.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the show might be a little slow.
We're like, oh.
The show might sound a little coma-like.
We're on a food coma.
It's okay. One of our good friends was out with us. He slipped. He slipped tonight at the restaurant.
Yep.
We all saw it.
Yep.
We saw his relapse.
He had a drink.
We absolutely saw it. He admitted to it.
He had a drink.
He did have a drink.
He did have a drink.
He said, I don't drink this anymore, and he drank it.
He sure did. We watched it. That's okay,
well,
awesome.
We should probably clarify so that the poor
Why?
Guy doesn't.
We don't have to.
Because it's embarrassing.
Nobody knows
say
who.
His name, Marty. He quit drinking caffeine.
Right.
And then he's sitting there and he's drinking an iced tea and he says about quitting drinking caffeine and Mark looks over and goes, isn't that iced tea? He's like, oh, crap, it is.
So he ordered a margarita.
Yeah.
The hell, as long as he was out, might as well go all
you
the way.
You should have heard us because, you know. We
I, don't know where he's, wait, I don't know where he stopped on the way here, but he's been sniffing pretty good since
you know
November.
What? And I'll tell you what. We, you know how
cold.
We are. We yeah. take care of the newcomers, you know.
Yeah.
And so, Marty, what are we saying? Yeah, go ahead, get a margarita. You already went out. What difference does it make?
That's right.
Yeah. We're trying to hand him a cigar a minute ago. He doesn't smoke either.
Might as well be shot Yet. For a lion as well as a lamb.
Yet.
That's right. In for a penny, in for a pound.
You know what that means.
What?
What?
Oh, here we go. It's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze.
You having a hard time getting out of your chair there, dear?
I have a brand new chair in the studio, and I'm not used to it, so.
I got him a new chair for Christmas, a nice big huge chair with a really high back, because I have come to a level of acceptance about the fact that Bruce is not going to stop being on the computer until the wee small hours of the morning, and I'm really kind of tired of hearing, oh, my neck hurts every morning because he falls asleep in the chair. So you know now he can just sort of lean back and go,
You know what the worst thing is? This is the worst thing. I'll have like this little heater on. I'll be out in the studio. I have this little heater on. And I know it's coming. I know I'm going to fall asleep. So I go like this in the chair, and I like prop the heater up, and I'll be like this on the computer. And I mean, I know I'm going. I know I'm going to fall asleep at any moment.
Go to bed.
So instead of getting up and walking inside and
going to
bed, I just kind of level out like this. And the next thing you know, I wake up. It's like 5 a.m. I'm like, oh, crap. And I get up. Neck's broken. That's perfect.
Yeah, but now your neck won't be broken. You can just lean back. Okay.
Oh, I know. It's like a Captain Kirk chair right there.
We
I'm
have
waiting for some green alien chick to come in. Because you got to have the Kirk chair for that.
Don't hold your breath. So we have shout-outs to Donald, Deborah, Brian, Fran, sort of.
Fran, sort of?
Well, I don't remember her actually sending in any stories this week because we have a little bit of an issue. Fran always sends stories from the Sun Sentinel, which is a Florida newspaper, and they have demanded that I start paying in order to access their stories.
Really?
Because they only let you have a certain number of free stories every year.
Oh.
I don't know how she's getting the links, but I can't get into the stories anymore. So until she figures out how to...
Or until 3 days from now.
Yeah, I think it's like a time thing. Like maybe on Tuesday I'll be able to access them again because of the new year. I don't know. Let's see, Fran, I think Robert sent us. Did I say Donald?
Why don't you just look up Florida on FARC, find the synopsis of the story on FARC that would link you over to...
Or just tell Fran to start copying and pasting the whole story for you.
Could do that.
Because she sends them from her phone, she can't copy and paste on her phone.
No.
Okay.
That was it? There's no other shout-outs?
Oh, yeah, Bruce.
You don't get shout-outs.
Why do you always want a shout-out? Just for doing your job. Jeez. I don't get shout-outs when I go and look for stuff.
She's up at 4:30 in the morning promoting the show. What does she do? She dogs me for falling asleep. Now you get no shout-out for news.
Shout.
Oh, my gosh.
Shout.
Lay it all out.
Now, this... Oh, Bill. I didn't say Bill. Yikes. Bill, Recovery 101, sponsored in part by Bill P. He sent this story, and it's a little bit disturbing.
Bill sent his Christmas gifts.
Thank
yes,
you, Bill.
Yes, he did. Awesome stuff.
Yeah.
I'm drinking one of them now.
The now, you know how last year there was the whole Occupy movement, it was a really big thing, blah, blah, blah.
Until the weather got cold.
Until the weather got cold. Well, Freedom of Information Acts are being filed, and information is coming in to various sources that the FBI began shadowing and investigating some of the leaders of the Occupy movement under the Terrorist Act clause.
What?
Of the Homeland Security thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they classified, in order to do this, they had to classify the Occupy movement as a terrorist organization, even though it was a protest organization, and they weren't terrorists. Which to me sounds like
okay, they stopped Al Gore as being a terrorist once.
Well, yeah, but he is. But that seems to me to be a little bit of an infringement. I'm just saying.
I want everyone to know that if you want to send your mail to Shelley, for calling Al Gore, former vice president of the United States, a terrorist.
Okay, he's not.
Go right ahead. Okay. Send that mail to Shelley.
I classify him as an eco-terrorist because he's got everybody all up in arms about the, you know, Chicken Little, the sky is falling, when it's clearly not. That's inciting to riot.
I saw a guy on Facebook the other day, and he said that, like, in his town, wherever he's in, New Hampshire or something, he goes, we've had four record lows in a row. And he goes, I want to let you guys know, I just shoveled 4 feet of global warming off my driveway this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we've got a story from Italy. Sicily, Italy. This gives new meaning to the phrase shotgun wedding.
Ciao.
22-year-old Valentina Anitra and 25-year-old Ignazio Licodia got married at his parents' house in Sicily. Well, their photographer became ill, so they had to get somebody to come in really fast as a replacement. A 45-year-old named Calogero Scamia, whatever. It's Italian. Now, in Italy, at weddings, they often fire guns off into the air after the vows are pronounced as like a celebratory thing.
Uh-oh.
Well, the photographer who was kind of new to taking pictures at weddings thought it would be really cool to get a picture of the wedding party with their shotguns.
I think I saw this.
So he had them
face him. This is awesome. Go ahead.
If I could finish it.
Oh, yeah.
They had the wedding party facing the photographer with their guns in hand to take the pictures when one of the guns accidentally went off and shot the photographer in the head and he
died.
Killed the photographer.
That's
killed the photographer.
Awesome.
Shot him.
Talk about a shotgun wedding.
Guy's like, hey, let's take a picture with everyone holding your guns.
Point them at me.
Bam. Yeah. Point them at me so I can take a picture.
I'm going to get the final shot.
Yeah, he got the
he got the money shot.
Got the money.
He sure did.
I think the money shot was at the bachelor party. I'm not saying. Okay,
somebody's gun went off.
Someone's. I think more than one gun went off at the bachelor party.
You know how they always go in threes? Well, this week so far we've had Jack Klugman, Charles Durning, and Norman Schwarzkopf have all died. Storm and Norman all died this week.
I didn't even know that Storm and Norman was sick.
Neither did he.
Didn't even know. Really?
Yeah, he knew. I was kidding.
I thought he had cancer, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
He assumed room temperature.
But fortunately, number 41, one of my favorites, Herbert Walker, is out of ICU and expected to recover.
41's getting better.
Yes. He was, when we last discussed this, he was in a regular room, and then they had to move him to ICU, but now he's back in a regular room.
Right.
So, yay. I'm happy about that. Okay.
I got to throw something in. I saw a thing on Facebook the other day. It says, why don't we just throw Congress off the fiscal cliff?
Okay. You go do that.
You guys didn't seem to find that entertaining because it's making the rounds on Facebook and, like, everybody and their brother is, like, commenting on that.
Okay.
Most of the people on there have not taken their medication.
But that's true.
In Mexico City.
Mexico.
They've come up with a really good way to make sure that the entire population, other than the drug dealers, are sitting ducks. They have a new program offering cash, toys, and computer equipment in exchange for guns. The only people that are going to take advantage of that are the people that aren't criminals.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you seen the figure since Australia banned firearms?
No.
Oh, my God. Crime's up like 30%
in
Australia. Because you know what? The criminals don't turn their guns in.
Yeah, right. The criminals are the only guys that don't turn their guns in.
Yeah, you know where crime's really low? Texas.
Texas.
Yeah.
Because you assume everyone has a weapon.
Right. It's very frustrating. Okay. I thought this one was vaguely amusing. On Thanksgiving Day in South Carolina, the Rock Hill area,
My mother was there. What'd she do?
Police were called to an apartment that is shared by Artisha Donaldson and Latoya Hudson. They're girlfriends.
Girlfriends?
Yes. It was a domestic dispute report.
Wait, Letitia and Latoya?
No, Artisha and Latoya.
Artisha and Latoya. Yes.
Same.
the
dispute began
tomato.
When one of the women went to look for her detachable latex penis and but got
I hate
upset,
when I lose that.
Got upset when she couldn't find it. So the two women started arguing. Whereupon,
where did they look?
Guess who sent this story in?
Whereupon, the woman that was being accused of hiding said detachable latex penis threw an ironing board at the owner of the detachable latex penis.
Those are not interchangeable.
At that point,
iron my shirt, bitch.
At that point, one of the women, Donald, the Artisha's brother, joined the argument.
Did one of them detach his penis?
No, he was trying to actually break the fight up.
Did they check him for the detachable latex penis?
No.
That's
it says,
it
actually, the last line of the story said there is no further information on the whereabouts of Donaldson's detachable latex penis.
Or the brother.
I just wanted to see how many times I could say detachable latex penis in one story.
A bunch.
There you go.
I found that story.
We knew. We knew that right away. He was just reading up on his weekly interesting little tidbits. Yeah, his penis information.
In China, a massive glass shark tank suddenly exploded at a shopping mall in the
dumping
Shanghai.
Dumping sharks all over the mall?
In the Shanghai Orient Shopping Center. It shattered without warning. Eight customers were hurt by flying glass, and the glass is pretty thick on those tanks.
I would think.
What happened to the glass sharks?
The sharks, the turtles, and the fish all died.
No, at least it wasn't like, you know, great white sharks that like took like five
shoppers
with them.
No, they weren't glass sharks.
Didn't the story say they were
glass
sharks?
Shark tank.
It did say a glass shark. It does say a glass shark tank.
How'd you not catch that, Shelly?
It says, I didn't actually.
It's
I
like
missed
a
that
diabetic
one.
Cookbook.
It says a massive glass shark tank.
Could be diabetic.
It should have said a glass shark. A glass. It should have said a shark tank made of glass.
Yeah, that's what it should have said. Major grammarian.
I dropped the ball.
Although I've never seen shark tanks made of anything else.
Three lemon. There were only three lemon sharks in there, so it wasn't like the scariest
so
thing
what,
on the planet.
Let me guess. In the rest of the mall, what was the sushi special that day? Turtle soup and lemon shark?
Yes. Yeah.
Shark fin soup.
And there were smaller fish in the tank as well.
Poor Nemo.
What got me about the story is that you can see, like, you know how they post a video or whatever? It was caught on CCTV. But they posted the video, and you see clearly, right in front of the exploding tank, you can see the water starting to spray out. Mm-hmm. Some idiot holding up a camera to take a picture of it, and he's standing, like, 3 feet away. I'm thinking, wow, you are really stupid. I didn't
got an awesome
that
picture,
really sucks
though.
For the smaller fish, though.
Why?
Because the sharks got identified.
True.
The small. You know what it was like? I was on a plane one time, and Graham Nash and Chris Christopherson got on the plane. And I thought, this sucks, because if this plane goes down, they're going to say Graham Nash, Chris Christopherson, and 114 other people perish in a plane crash.
Yes.
Right. I'll get no mention.
No.
You're like the little fish.
Yeah, I was like, I'd be like the little fish.
You're like Marianne and the professor in the first year of Gilligan's Island.
And
you're
rest.
The rest. Yeah.
The professor. Yeah, later on they get the professor and Marianne. You know who got pissed about that show? Tina Louise. She got told that she was going to be like the star. Not like she was going to be like one of the just castaways. And she signed the contract, thought she was going to get, like, the major
stuff. She was the movie star.
Was she? Yeah, that's it. And that's, I think, how they got away with it. So you were the star. You were the movie star. That's what you were.
You were right before and the rest.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. One last one. We're running out of time here.
Gee, how come?
Speaking of gun buyback programs, in Los Angeles... the city of Los Angeles has moved up its annual gun buyback program.
Yep.
It was supposed to be in May. It is now going to be...
It was last week.
It was last weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, interestingly enough, I know that we have had a gun buyback program in L.A. County somewhere for like years and years and years.
You
and years.
Sold a gun to
no,
one.
No, I didn't sell it. I just turned it in because there wasn't a buyback going on at the time.
Oh, my God. That you can tell she was never a dope fiend. She had a weapon that she just gave them back.
Because I
didn't sell it.
I know, and the cop that I turned it into said, you know, you could go down to the pawn shop down the street and sell this.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't want my gun being used to hurt somebody in anger.
Won't be yours anymore as soon as they buy it from you.
I didn't care. It was my gun. It was my Davis. Okay. I didn't want anybody, you know, I'd rather have it melted down.
I'd rather
developed
have
an attachment
back.
To it.
I'd rather have it back now.
I know. At this point, I'd rather have it back. Yikes. Because we're not going to be able to get any guns now. There's a huge run on them. The gun manufacturers are running to a standstill trying to keep up with orders.
I had a customer who works for Remington that said they can't keep up, the production can't keep up with the amount of people that are buying guns. He goes, oh, it's great for us. He goes, but he goes, we can't keep up. He goes, it's fantastic for the company.
So anyway, in Los Angeles, the event, interestingly enough, Villaraigosa, who is our current mayor, is taking credit for this program. It was his idea, but he's only been the mayor for a few years. And this has been going on for a long time, so I don't understand that. But be that as it may, the gun buyback last year got close to 8,000 firearms off the streets, and he says that equates into a 39% drop in gang crimes. No, it doesn't. It translates into a 39% drop in crimes that you are attributing to gangs that probably weren't, because gang members don't turn in their guns.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Flacco wasn't first in line.
Yeah.
Hey, here, have my Glock. I went to a place where they were selling crack down near the Coliseum, and these guys had machine pistols, like Mac 10s, like real automatic machine pistols, hanging on the wall. I'm pretty sure these guys aren't turning them in.
They did, however, this year get one anti-tank rocket launcher turned in.
Isn't that great?
Who the fuck has an anti-tank rocket launcher?
Isn't that great?
Oh, my God.
I wonder how they got it that... I mean, because all the weapons have to be in your sealed trunk, and you just drive in, and then the deputies come to your car. You get out of there. They go into... They don't... Yeah. You don't hand them the guns.
I saw them bitching. Someone
you pull
bitching.
Pins and they expand.
I saw someone bitching the other day on Facebook about how America is... You know, horrific on gun violence and everything. And do you know that out of the, whatever it is, 137 countries, we're ranked like number 46 or something. There's a ton of countries with way more gun violence than us.
Mexico?
Like 45 other countries.
Australia, now that they now that they confiscated the guns.
Did they actually go and confiscate everyone's guns?
Yeah.
You know. That's what you get for registering your gun.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow.
Why would you register your gun?
So obviously they don't have
a handgun.
So obviously they don't have the equivalent of the Second Amendment there, do they?
No.
Well,
apparently
that's
not.
Scary. Okay. Well, at any rate, on that rather frightening note, that is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House Aware Program is a state licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober, internet radio. Yeah.
We're back.
Shout out
to the New Way Foundation.
Our friends at the New Way Foundation.
And Sober College. Those guys, what's going on with those guys?
Don't know.
Those guys
don't know.
Guys wanted to hook up with us to do something. Yeah. I think maybe they think that they're not quite big enough to hook up with us.
Yeah, I know.
You know, the Recovery 101 group. You know, well, who is?
Well, Sarah's not there anymore, so.
Yeah. Shelley?
What?
You've got a strange look on your face.
Nothing. I'm just trying to figure out what Debbie's doing.
Oh, she.
Because she's crocheting, and I know how to crochet, so I'm trying to figure out what that stitch is.
She's stitching
that's
quick, just,
that's
whatever
a single crochet. I mean, that's a chain. She's like chaining, and then she's stitching, and then she's chaining, and then she's stitching. It's a lovely scarf. She's making little clumps.
So, Shelley, we have a topic.
Sorry, okay.
So tell us what that topic is.
There's yarn. I can't focus when there's yarn. The topic was program apathy.
Oh, my God. She knew it.
I know.
She knew
That's
it.
Awesome.
I know. The one topic I don't really give a crap about.
Well, who does?
Yeah, I know.
I don't care.
You want to go out for coffee?
I don't even know if we should talk about a program apathy.
Yeah, why bother? Well,
who's the lead on music player?
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be funny if we just did a show on, we called it procrastination. We did the lead in music and we said, yeah, let's do it tomorrow. Who's the lead on music by? It'd be like a 3-minute show. Probably get a lot of downloads. The ones that are really short that? Yeah, heck yeah. So what do you think about that, Shelley? Program apathy.
I don't know. I see it quite often. I've seen it in myself.
How?
I got a case of burnout at about 3 years. You know, you're going to the same meetings, hot and heavy. Plus, I had just finished being the secretary of a rather large meeting that has a lot of rules, and it was strictly by the book, and I had to get speakers. And if I didn't have the speakers, didn't have more than 10 years, then people were going to look down their noses at me, and they were all, it was a big, huge, structured deal. And interestingly enough, what I noticed about the four secretaries before me, plus the one that came after me, well, no.
You never saw him again?
Never saw him again. They either moved or went to different meetings, or two of them relapsed, never came back. Because that is how stressful that job was.
And we're blaming the meeting on it?
No, I just think, no. Not the meeting itself. It's just that it's one of those meetings that is very structured, and I think people, especially because you take them really seriously, you know. Marty says it's not anymore.
Well, they moved
it. I haven't been back in 2 years,
They moved it. I'll tell you, there was a thing with the Thursday night meeting where for probably 10 years, I was either secretary or treasurer or GSR, or secretary or treasury, or for like forever. And finally, I didn't have a commitment. And it's not that I was apathetic about the program, but I was apathetic about Thursday night. I'm like, you know what? I got to go do something else on Thursdays.
No, I was
so I get that Sunday night thing. Because Shelley did literature for like, what, two years?
2 years. I did literature for 2 years there. Then I was, their secretary commitment was only 6 months. So I did that. And then I did 6 months of the cookie commitment.
She did three years of Sunday nights.
You know, 3 year sentence at that meeting?
I had three year sentence. 3 year bid. It was a program apathy because I'd been hearing the same. It wasn't just that meeting. There were, you know, my regular meetings. Hearing the same people share the same crap over and over. Listening to myself share the same crap over and over. That's the worst. When you the topic of conversation and you know what your thing is to say about it, and you're like, oh, God, do I have to say this again? I just couldn't. I was like really dying, and my sponsor said, "Well, go to a different meeting then." And I said, "Well, what do I do? How do I do that?" She said, "You just go to a different meeting," and she actually told me which ones to go to, and I did. I went to a women's meeting for 6 months, an NA women's meeting, which was a new experience. And I went to
an alcoholic.
And I went to an Al-Anon meeting for a while.
She said, "I'm sober."
She said, "I needed it." Yeah, and I did other things. I went to a women's meeting in the mornings on Saturday for a while. I mean, I just, did other things. I kept my home groups, but then I did other things. And that sort of got me out of the apathy, mm-hmm. the I don't care-ness.
You ever gone to a meeting and somebody goes to share, and whenever that person goes to share, your mind just completely tunes out before they even start because you have no idea what they're going to share, but, whatever it is, you're not interested?
People go to get up and go to the bathroom, go get a cup of coffee.
Are you just certain people in a meeting where, like, you just know that person when they, as soon as they open their mouth, you can't really groan out loud, but you'd like to?
Lee H.
I do groan out loud when he shows. In fact, most of the time I say, "Oh crap."
She does.
I do. I know.
How about you, Mark? Have you ever like OD'd on a meeting to where you that same kind of thing where you'd ran something for a long time or were part of the structure of it to the point where when your commitment was up, you're like, whew.
Yeah, Thursday night before you guys came along.
Trying to take a... It was, that Thursday meeting wasn't there that long before I came along. First time I went there was probably 85.
The end of 85, yeah, that's when we started it.
Yeah. But have you ever done that where you were like...
Just done, just tired, I mean, it's...
Yeah, like where that night of the week you're just like, okay,
yeah,
time for something new.
Yes. Yeah, just
I'm almost to that point with Thursday.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, our Thursday guy, oh my God, this is classic.
He pitched a flat-out classic Southern Belle hissy fit.
Yeah. Yeah, I know who it is. Go ahead.
Well, what happened was we've had a thing with a couple of meetings where, and it really fits right in with the apathy. The Saturday night meeting has been, it was, first it was at an AA club, and it wasn't, and then they put it over, we put it over at the Charter Oak Hospital, and, you know, the hospital never got behind it. They never sent patients, nothing like that. So it just kind of got apathetic, and people started just not showing the last couple weeks. I know we're holiday weeks, but still, only like one or two people would show up.
And none of them were the secretary.
And neither was the secretary or, you know, all that kind of thing. So we had four or five people that go to the same kind of group of meetings as usual, and we said, you know what? Why don't we kill that meeting? Let's do a Saturday night traveling meeting. And we'll go all over. And you know what? If
what?
The Thursday night meeting went back to being a speaker meeting, we'll go all over to different areas and we'll get speakers. We'll get speakers to come back.
So did you
we'll
do that?
Do that for 3 or 4 weeks. Then we'll take a vote to change the format of the Thursday meeting. So the very next Thursday meeting, the secretary says, well, let's change the format. And he has an idea in his head what kind of format he wants to be. But Mark knows how to do that. If you know what you want it to be, you make a motion.
Yeah.
And it almost always gets passed on the first time. Well,
That's right.
Didn't do that.
Oh.
And he wanted to have a meeting where it was going to be like book study 1 week, participation, then 12 and 12, then speaker meeting, then potluck. And, you know, I'm like, that sounds pretty complicated there. You know, it's like, knowing our group, that's pretty damn complicated. So my friend Greg and I say, why don't we just put it back to being a speaker meeting the way it used to be, speaker participation. Let's take a vote. They take a vote. We took a vote. It passed easily.
Yeah.
After discussion. And then all of a sudden the secretary wanted to have discussion after we already voted. And the moment we said that, you know, the motion's already been carried, he said, well, I don't want to be secretary anymore. So.
Well, you know, dissenting opinions do have a right to be heard even after a motion is passed.
That's true. What I forgot, not redirect. That's not the word I'm looking for. And it's not point of information. There's an actual format word for it. What's
yeah, but what,
the
do you,
word?
What is it for? I mean, what purpose does that carry? I'm pissed because I didn't get the vote I wanted?
Keep them clean and sober.
So every guy in the meeting that didn't vote that way, so that means every guy that voted that way could also comment? Yeah, we would have been there till midnight.
Well, it's like the old, you know, all in favor, bang, all opposed, call your sponsor. I had somebody say that to me one time, just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I happened to be on the phone with my sponsor a couple days later. And I said, by the way, I was told to call you. He said, what about? So I told him. He says, great. He says, you know what? Next time you see that person, tell him you called your sponsor. Your sponsor said, tell him F you.
in the person that we're talking about defense, his main mistake.
Well, I hope my mic was on all that time.
In his defense, I will say that his first mistake was that he asked me for my opinion. And because he said, I don't know how to run a vote. I said, well, do you want to do the vote tonight? And he said, yes. And I said, well, you know, we present the options to the group. We ask for discussion. Then somebody has to make a motion and somebody has to second it. And then we vote. And that's what he did. If he hadn't listened to me, he would have done it Mark's way and gotten it pushed through the way he wanted it. But he listened to me.
Why is this my way?
You don't offer options.
Listen, that's the Mark patented method.
Yes.
Hey, I was thinking we'd do this with the meeting.
That's what you did with Thursday.
I'd like to make a motion. Yeah. I second. All right, let's take a vote. Okay. All right, we're done. It works out well. So anyway, I'm letting you know tonight.
What?
I'm going to take the secretary position back if it's open.
Pourquoi? Pourquoi?
To get that meeting back to its former glory.
I was just sitting here thinking, you know, something different on a Thursday might be good. Of course, I have a commitment there that doesn't come up until like 8 months from now.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's not that different.
When do commitments run out at meetings?
It's a year commitment for a
treasurer. How long is too long to keep a commitment?
That could be another topic.
No.
Okay, we'll come back to that next show.
Yeah.
Program apathy.
Oh, are we back on that? Okay, sorry. Oh, I don't care about that one.
So really, anyway, the Saturday night meeting, that went the way of program apathy. It really did. And you know, and I gotta be honest, Mark and I went to this meeting. It was at this Alano Club. The Alano Club was completely non-supportive of it. You'd go one night, they'd say, oh, we're having a dance tonight, so you guys aren't having it. What? You know, it's like,
what?
Just, what?
They just wanted to rent the room.
They're having a barbecue thing tonight. You can't do, what? You know, it's like they didn't even let us know.
Yeah.
And you know, we said, why are we paying way more money, $20
a week,
to do it at this Alano Club, which isn't supporting it? We could pay $20 a month to go do it at Charter. And then the problem was Charter didn't send any of their patients to it. And you know what? I mean, it was kind of like, you know, we were trying to make something work that maybe wasn't due to work. I know there's a, you know, there's already a Friday night speaker meeting.
Well, part of the thing is there's a Saturday night meeting that's about a mile and a half away from that. That's a big
meeting. Yeah, and most of our
Which
friends go to
that?
And they serve
the
candy.
Bean.
Oh, the jelly bean. Yeah, meeting. Yeah. Well, that's a
most
big
of
meeting.
Our friends go to that one.
Yeah. So you know, but again, you know, if people go, you know, if a meeting's got four or five people, it could go. You know, the thing is that when you're not even getting that and people get apathetic about going, actually the last meeting we had on Saturday night was a great meeting. We only had four people. Fantastic.
Were you one of them? Were you one of them?
Bruce and I
was one of them.
You guys went over, didn't you?
No.
Oh,
no. I wasn't there that Saturday, was I?
No.
I'm talking about Thursday.
No, there was four people. And it was great. Everybody shared, and we shared on, we're doing the step four in the 12 and 12, and it was a great meeting. It was such a good meeting. It was like, God, it's really a shame to kill this meeting, but I know what'll happen. You know, the secretary showed up because he knew they were going to take a vote on shutting down the meeting.
Yeah, he hadn't shown up the 3 weeks prior to that.
Yeah, 3 weeks in a row he didn't show up. This
no
is one
show,
of my sponsees.
Yeah,
I was
no
pissed.
Show, no call.
I was pissed. I told him, hit the fucking road. Oh,
no, you didn't.
Pardon my
you
French.
Did not.
You did not.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I've moved out to a new area. One of the most apathetic areas about meetings I think I've ever seen.
Unless it's AA. Because I've been to the AA meetings out there at that club, and they're pretty packing.
Yeah. But CA out there, I mean, this, you know, I started a new meeting. It's hit and miss. It's okay. We get an okay turnout. But I brought it up to some people, and they said, yeah, well, welcome to the area. That's just how it is here.
You ever go, oh, you don't do AA. Never mind.
I don't do AA.
I was going to say, because the AA meetings I've been to at that club, the candlelight must have
35
people in it.
Yeah, the Sunday candlelight is a really nice meeting.
Shelly went out there, so she wouldn't see anyone she knew.
Yeah, that was a great meeting.
That roof, she grew when up I went in there, that area.
When I went there, Rufus was the secretary.
Saw him today.
So, Shelly.
What?
I know you're apathetic about this whole thing, but what would your final words of apathy be about the topic apathy?
I don't care. No, I don't know. If you're having apathy program, apathy, you know, call your sponsor. Do something different. I mean, it's a simple fix. This is not rocket science here. If you're bored and you're not paying attention, that can be deadly. So you don't go down that path.
That's true.
It's your choice.
What do you think, Mark?
Treat it as if your life depends on it, because it does.
I was going to say something along those lines as well. My feeling is, if you're feeling apathetic about something, you're probably the reason. It's probably not the meeting, and it's probably not the people at the meeting. It's probably none of that. It's probably something that you're doing or not doing that's causing the problem. So I would encourage you to take a look at that and keep going. That's why I've decided that I will take over that secretary commitment, if so given, because I'll try and help fix it. I don't know if I can. But.
That's true. What you say is true, because after I went off and did other things and went back to my regular meetings all the time, I realized that the same people were still saying the same things, but I was able to listen with new ears.
Oh, now see, that's good final words right there,
wow,
baby.
There you go.
Since you're there, why don't you tell us about our friend back east?
Okay, that would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he'll send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town.
Nice.
And whatnot.
Mark.
Yes.
Someone's listening to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now we'd like to ask, if you're not listening through our site, if you go to recovery101.net and click on the show from our site, When the show comes up, please click on the play button, and the show will come on.
I don't do that very good.
I can't do it at all.
Anyway, when you listen to the show, there's a click the like button. If you're already a member of Podomatic, congratulations, you've been counted into our numbers. If not, there'll be a box come up asking you to become a member of Podomatic. Please join. At that point, you can go to our site, and you can leave comments. You can follow. You can go back and listen to past shows and leave comments. If you go to the comments and you're leaving a comment, leave us a topic suggestion, because we'll do that topic.
You
can add us to your playlist, which... We got the New Year's parties coming up, you know.
New Year's party already be gone
by
then.
But you know what? You got those Saturday nights where you just need that.
The Valentine's party is coming up, though.
Valentine's party, that's right, because there's nothing like dancing to the doo-doots.
There's not. Oh, and don't forget, Recovery Idol. We're looking for some new jingles. If you play an instrument or you sing, you can do it a cappella, you can play it on piano, guitar, whatever. Write a Recovery 101 jingle. It's got to have Recovery 101 in it somewhere, or Recovery 101 Radio. If you choose to, you can have the host names in it. We like that, you know, because we're all narcissistic like that and everything. Whatever it is, we'll at least play it once for sure.
Are you going to arrange to have Mariah Carey come into the studio to listen the day we listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't she the new judge on American Idol or something? She's going to be?
Her and Nicki Minaj.
So, yeah. Do that. Send them in as MP3 format. Send them to recovery101 radio@gmail.com. By the way, we have email addresses at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101 rule 62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
And Shelley. Who's the lead out music by? You see the way I talked slowly to get you past that yawn?
Yes, I did. Booby Trap.
Booby Trap. Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.